the key to being a good Indigenous, or in fact, a good evaluator, is, you know, the ability to listen, and listen with, you know, not just reflective listening or active listening. This phrase was, you have to listen with your eyes. And that's really important in Indigenous communities, because you can deduce from what people's expressions are, whether they feel comfortable or uncomfortable, or they're not quite sure what you mean. And, you know, we learn to listen with our eyes as much as our ears.
Yeah. And I think we also learned a lot about is the notion that you're going to do something that they might not like, and you have to take what we call your lickens and be able to stay the course with them. It's an important part that even in, you know, some of our Nakamale, for example, we were scolded and we stayed and we fell on our sword and said, yeah, we're wrong, and proceeded. And I think that's critical to the strong relationship that we developed with them over time.
Yeah, just to add to that, I agree. You know, that I recall when we had a conversation, Paula, when I kind of mentioned, sort of leant over and said, I think they're upset with us. And I think this was when we were up Kalihi Valley, which was one of the projects we worked on. And then we talked about it after, and I think that's a good thing, because, you know, for them to be able to sort of push back at you, kind of is an honoring in a way of us, that they felt comfortable to do that and in our presence. You know, in our work, as Paula said, to take our lickings or to get pushback or be criticized was really quite honoring. It's like the community had a trust in you that they could say what they needed to say and not feel like, you know, they have to be apologetic about it. You know, those sort of things I learned back in Aotearoa in New Zealand, because we always push back at strangers or people we don't know coming into our communities, especially researchers.